Your weekend outlook is brought to you by Tom Potter State Farm. Let Tom Potter quote your insurance. Call 270-965-2284.
So I have with me this morning Matt Tinsley, and Matt is the new president of the Crittenden County Lions Club, and they've got a little bit of activity coming up in the next few days, the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. Matt, you're in the saddle for your first fair. How's that feel?
Oh, yeah. Well, it feels pretty good. A little nervous, you know. I've been a Lions Club member for a while now, but, you know, taking over for Ronnie Hetty, that's pretty big feels, or shoes to fill. So.
Yeah. And I guess you've got your sidekick, Natalie Parrish. She's always got a hand in the fair, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got lots of good Lions Club members there to back me up and stuff like that.
So just kind of give me a quick rundown. You don't have to go into great detail. We'll have more in the Crittenden Press to fill in all the gaps, so to speak. But is there anything new or special for this year's fair? I know we have the traditional lineup with the demo derby and the truck and tractor mm-hmm. pull and such, the pageants.
Yeah, this year everything's pretty well going to be the same, other than on the Friday night, August the 1st, we're kind of going to do like a 4-H family fun night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the 4-H is kind of making a big comeback in the county fairs. And we were kind of looking to some of the community to kind of give like a little give back night, have some carnival style games and some activities for kids to come out and do. Mm-hmm. And, I've talked with quite a few people around the county, and there's a lot of churches and some groups and stuff like that that's going to come out and set up. So I'm kind of really looking forward to that.
So what kind of activities you're saying? Just different groups can come in and say the old we're the Duncan Booth type deal. I mean, it could be some homemade type little activity, I guess, face painting or. Is that what you're looking for, stuff like that?
Yeah, basically. Actually, there is going to be a Duncan booth there. Freedom General Baptist, they're going to bring a Duncan booth and have their pastor in the Duncan booth. And yeah. A lot of our other area churches are kind of going to come do some carnival-style games. And I know Marion Baptist, they're going to have a Hot Wheels play area. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to do a cornhole toss. And there'll be some face painting there by Mexico Baptist. So just a couple of the other churches are going to show up also and do some things.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff. Now, is there admission on that night as well?
It's just like if you're just a kid and wanting to come there, kids are going to be free. We are going to basically charge like a $5, just basically pay to park type deal. Mm-hmm. A $5 car load or $5 pay to park, whatever you want to call it. But if you're just a kid that wants to walk in, 15 and under, you get in for free.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then what is the date of that one?
That's going to be August the 1st, mm-hmm. that afternoon from 5 to 9.
Okay.
The 4-H Horse Club is going to have some pony rides going on in the arena. And the 4-H Poetry Show is going to be going on down the fair barn. You have your FFA is going to have their pedal tractor pulls down there.
Well, this is going to be a big hit night, right? I mean, so much for families.
Yeah. Hopefully just, you know, have something they can come up there and do and not have to spend a whole lot of money. Concessions will be being sold by the Lions Club there that night also. Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, sharing with us, what folks can expect in this new event or new night, you might say, and mm-hmm. all the traditional stuff. So they can just have, if anyone has any more needs any more information, just check out the Crittenden Press. We'll have all the details in the paper this week and next. So thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, Matt. Yeah, appreciate you.
H&H Home and Hardware. The name says it all. And in 2025, H&H is celebrating its 25th year in business. H&H Home and Hardware on Sturgeon Road in Marion has everything you need for plumbing, electrical, lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, plus pool supplies, steel power equipment and repairs, and so much more. H&H is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m., 6 p.m.
We have one obituary to tell you about this morning. It came in after the newspaper came out this week. Tammy Jean Jernigan, 58, of Marion, passed away July 21st at her home in Marion. Gilbert Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. In other news around the community, we have Cherry Highway dedication, U.S. 641 between Marion and Fredonia, that was built and opened a few years back, has now been formally pegged to be named for former State Representative Mike Cherry from over at Princeton. That dedication ceremony will be out at the county office complex on Tuesday, July 29th. It starts at 2 p.m. It'll be a chance for the community to come out and show support and reflect on Cherry's service. Light refreshments will be served. Also in this week's Crittenden Press, an article about the Crittenden County Detention Center posted a little over $240,000 deficit for just the past fiscal year that ended June 30th. It's first time since 2008 that the jail has finished in red, with red ink. Fewer federal and state inmates are apparently a contributing factor to the drop in revenue, though the jail remains at 106% capacity. Jailer Athena Perry called it a perfect storm of declining inmate populations and shrinking revenue from those, as well as a whole lot of inflationary pressures on the cost to operate the jail, everything from food to fuel for transportation and whatnot. Also, Marion City Council earlier this week opened up an opportunity for people to drive UTVs on city streets. An ordinance was introduced to allow properly equipped and licensed utility vehicles, like those side-by-sides that you see all the time operating these days. They will be able to operate on city streets if they are properly licensed. There's a lot of restrictions that go along with that. Safety standards are more rigorous than for golf carts, which were allowed several years ago to be operated in Marion. The ordinance has not been finalized. It will be up for final passage next month. Something you might want to turn to on page 4, I believe it is, in this week's Crittenden Press, is Kathy Penn Belt received the Heart of a Kentuckian Unsung Hero Award for her work with the PACS program. Has a whole lot to do with lower income assistance for people in Crittenden County, and for many years she has been a faithful servant. The community calendar is full for the rest of the week. Line dancing, 9:30 a.m. this morning out at the Senior Citizen Center. The Conservation District will meet tonight at 6:30 p.m. at their office on East Belleville Street. Fall Vegetable Garden Class, 5:30 p.m. at the Extension Annex. And don't forget, those Victory Gardens out near the park are open. Free vegetables. You can go out there in the mornings and get your a sack full or two. All sorts of free vegetables. Livingston Fiscal Court will meet at 5 p.m. tomorrow in Smithland, and the Caldwell County Fiscal Court meets at 9 a.m. in the morning at the courthouse over in Princeton. Crittenden County Board of Education will meet tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. at Rocket Arena, and there will be a 3 p.m. walk in the park at City County Park on Wednesday. Of course, that is Wednesday of next week. And then don't forget about those free hearing screenings on July 30th and 31st at Marion Baptist Church. Those are presented by the HEARS program. If you want to make an appointment, call 1-800-958-9610. More information in the Crittenden Press. And again, don't forget about the Crittenden County Fair. Gets kicked off this weekend. You can see all the list of events in your Crittenden Press. I'd like to remind you, this program is supported by advertising, and we would like to thank those who have been having their advertisements on the program for the past, we've been doing this about 8 months now. If you're interested, contact the Crittenden Press at 965-3191. Ask to speak to JC or Allison, and we'll get you on as a contributing supporter of this podcast. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.